All right, welcome to another episode, my friend. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today's going to be a very exciting episode for you if you're looking to start an online business, especially if you have no experience. Now, before we get started in the episode and before we dive in into how to turn your knowledge into an online business, I have created a free ebook for you to download, and I will leave the link in the show notes. It's called The 3 Pillars of Turning Your Knowledge into an Online Business. It's a self-assessment guide, and it's a guide that is meant to put you in the right direction on how to get started and unleash your true potential and monetize your knowledge and your passion. I want to share with you the simple steps that you can take in order to turn your knowledge into an online business and why you want to do this. Now, the guide is very simple and it's very straightforward, okay? It's a short guide that you can consume in a matter of a few minutes, and it's something that you can refer to again and again and again, especially if you are getting started. Now, I have divided the guide into 3 major areas, or 3 pillars, if you will, because I focus a lot on those 3 pillars here on the podcast. If you're new to the podcast, I focus on the mindset, I focus on the business, and I focus on the lifestyle. Now, the reason why I focus on those 3 pillars is because one depends on the other. So pillar 1 is the mindset. You know, you need to have the right mindset in order to get started if you want to turn your knowledge into an online business. Right, we need to get over our limiting beliefs. We need to get over our negative self-talk, and really cultivate a positive growth mindset in order to get started in the online business world. When it comes down to the knowledge business, and if you don't know what the knowledge business is nothing more than creating online courses, online programs, workshops, offering your services as a coach, as a mentor, consultation, creating communities, private communities, mastermind groups, and all the rest. But pretty much just turning your knowledge and your experience and your expertise into a business. Okay, this is by far the best business that is out there because you are already an expert in something. Okay, so the content of the ebook, and I'm going to be focusing a lot on this episode. It's going to be very pragmatical and very practical for you to just follow up. And that's why I advise you to download the guide, the 3 pillars of how to turn your knowledge into an online business guide. Again, I will leave the link in the show notes so you can just download that. But my mission with this ebook is to just help you package your knowledge, okay, in an appealing way so you can generate an income from what you know, really. Okay, it doesn't matter what knowledge you have. I mean, you could be a musician for that matter. You know, I mean, I play the guitar, I know about music production, I'm into the music licensing niche. This is how I build my educational business, of sharing my knowledge for music production and music licensing and how to earn money in music licensing. So I do what I do, and then I teach what I do. So that's in its essence what you should be focusing on. So let's say that you're a photographer or you're a musician. Let's say that you play the guitar, right? And you want to learn how to build a business online on how to do that as a guitarist or as a photographer, right? The next thing to do now that you are successful doing what you do, and again, successful means many things, all right? Because you could be a guitar player that knows how to play the guitar. You're not necessarily a famous person. You're not necessarily someone who's playing in a famous band, okay? Or you don't have, you know, records under your belt, or, you know, you just know how to play an instrument. That puts you ahead of a lot of people who want to learn how to play that instrument. And this is why it's so crucial for you to invest in your mindset first before you get into the business. Okay, because if you approach this with the mentality that, hey, who am I to teach how to play the guitar? You know, I'm not Jimi Hendrix, then you're starting with the wrong foot. Okay, so just think about it. What is something that you know already? It could be a hobby, it could be something that you're passionate about, that you know more than the average person that is out there. Again, you don't need to be the best in the world. You don't need to be an expert. You don't need to be famous. Just what is that thing that you know and that you have a passion for and that you can teach someone else on how to do that thing that you do? Okay, just think about it for a second. All It's early in the morning as I am recording this, so I'm drinking my second cup of Greek coffee. If you're new to the podcast, I am based in Greece. And I tend to do these episodes actually outdoors most of the time. But today we have some terrible weather here. We have some African dust. So I don't want to go outside and record when the weather is so bad, so terrible. It gets into my throat, the whole African dust. I mean, it's just terrible. So moving on into why you want to share your knowledge, okay? Well, this is by far one of the best businesses online that is out there. Obviously, you can focus on many other things, right? You can get into Bitcoin, you can get into dropshipping, you can get into Amazon affiliate, you can get into so many other things about, and try to build an online business from scratch. But here, I'm just going to share what has worked for me and why I believe that sharing your knowledge is by far the best way to get started in the online business world, because there is no expenses, really. I mean, your knowledge, you already have it. You don't need to buy a product and sell it, right? You just need to create one, okay? So I'm on a mission to help you get rid of the overwhelm. That's the main purpose of this podcast and my content here, okay? To get rid of the overwhelm, get rid of the fear and doubt about how to build a successful online business, okay? By sharing what you know. And this is, of course, even if you have no experience, because that's how we all start. That's how I got started, right? So I became someone who built an online business by creating content, okay? I was creating YouTube videos about how I produce the music, how I compose the music, how I earn a full-time income making music from home, as someone who was a stay-at-home dad at the time, trying to look for ways to earn money with his talents, and in my case, his music. You know, your case might be different. I know I have a lot of musicians listening to this podcast because they're coming from that place of where I teach about the music, and you guys have been following me here, and I salute you. But this applies to any industry. I mean, whether you're a photographer, a writer, I mean, and I'm only mentioning here creative industries just because my background is as a creative, you know, I'm an artist, right? I'm a music composer, a musician, a producer, you know, and I create stuff. But I mean, I could be into fitness. I mean, I am into fitness, but I'm not a fitness influencer, right? But this applies even to the fitness people that, you know, have experienced a transformation, right? You lost the weight, now you're fit. You know, you can just teach someone else how to do that. You don't need to be a fitness instructor or a qualified fitness instructor for that matter in order to help someone else, right? It's just a matter of you getting over that self-limiting belief. And that's why the first pillar, mindset, is the first thing that we should focus on here, okay? And your mindset is the most important factor for success. I mean, hands down, it's the most important factor for success. It has nothing to do with intelligence. It has to do with mindset and persistence, okay? But you have to believe in the process and believe in yourself. In the beginning, it's going to be very hard for you to believe in yourself. That's why you need to listen to podcasts like this one. I believe the process that, hey, someone else has done this already. There is a process to this. Listen to inspirational stories. Listen to my story here of how I got started and how I built a successful six-figure knowledge business by just sharing my passion for music. And pretty much I'm already doing what I'm doing, so might as well just teach that, right? I'm just documenting what I do, and I share that with others that want to do the same thing. So it's most likely that you're already doing something, right? You have a hobby or you have something that, you know, that you're good at. So let's say that you play the guitar and you like to play your favorite songs. You know certain things about how to play the guitar. You can teach someone else how to play the guitar. That doesn't mean that you need to know how to write and read music, okay? Or that you have to have a diploma or a degree in music. You don't, okay? You don't need to be a music professional either. It's all about how you position yourself in the marketplace. And most of the time, people just want to learn how to play their favorite songs on the guitar. They don't want to learn how to read music. They want to learn how to read music. They go to, I don't know, to a music school, you know, and do the boring stuff, okay? So you have to differentiate those things. And forgive me if I drop here a few weird words with different tones and mistakes, because English is my second language, okay? So I really ask for forgiveness if you hear any word that is mispronounced. Forgive me as well for carry on drinking my coffee as I'm talking to you here on this cloudy, very dusty Greek morning, okay, that I'm doing this podcast here indoors. And I wanted to do it outdoors, but never mind. So the mindset is the most important part in anything that you do in life, not just on online business, but whatever you do in life, it all starts with a mindset. Okay, now we know that there's two types of mindset based on some studies and books that are out there. And the most famous ones you probably are familiarized with is the fixed mindset and the growth mindset. And what's the difference, right? You know, if you have a fixed mindset, you just simply believe that your abilities are fixed and you cannot change them. So you are who you are and you cannot change that. But if you have a growth mindset, you believe that your talents, your abilities can be developed over time, especially through hard work and effort. And like what I was saying before, persistence. It's the persistence that differentiates the people from being a failure or success. So, you know, you probably don't know how to start an online business. You have no idea how to create, you know, an online course or a workshop about how to play the guitar. Okay, let's use, you know, how to play the guitar or how to, you know, I don't know, take amazing pictures with your smartphone. Let's say that you're a photographer. Or if you're in the fitness industry, how to lose weight in 30 days without going to the gym and without dieting or whatever, right? That's certainly different positions. And if we want to put that into practice and, for example, play the guitar, like, hey, learn how to play the guitar by learning your favorite songs without the need of knowing how to read music, okay? Something like that. I'm just making this on the fly. And if you, like I said, if you want to learn how to take photos with amazing photos with your smartphone, that could be your niche, right? It's not just about photography, but it's about taking photos with your smartphone, not with an expensive DSLR. So you see how you position yourself in the marketplace. For me, in the music licensing space, is learn how to make money selling stock music online. A very specific promise. So I teach musicians and composers on how to learn how to make money by selling their music on stock music licensing or music libraries. Okay, so it's a very specific promise. It's not, hey, learn how to play an instrument. It's not, hey, learn how to make music. It's like, learn how to sell your music. Okay, so I need to teach them how to do that. And that involves obviously many things. Compose a track, make sure that the music track is commercial or it meets certain criteria and parameters, so they can upload that music track to a marketplace or a library, and then that music track can get licensed. Okay, and you know, if you want to listen, a great example here on the podcast is the intro music. That's my music. Okay, obviously I use my own music here on the podcast, and that music track is actually on a library. So obviously I have the copyrights for that music track because I'm the owner, I'm the composer. So I use my own music on my podcast and on my YouTube videos as well. And that music track is right now as we speak on a library being licensed to other creators who want to use that music track. So that's the business that I'm in as a musician and as a composer. So that's the promise I do to musicians and composers, and that's what my courses are all about. That's what my coaching services are all about, and you know, that's my business as a composer. Over here on this side of the internet, I am teaching about how to build a business teaching what you know. Okay, so you can see very quickly that it's about turning your passion into profit, and obviously this could apply in many, many ways. But here I'm not teaching about music. Here I'm teaching you how to create a course or how to create a business based on your knowledge. Okay, so because I've learned how to build a successful business sharing my knowledge, in this case it's music, but it could have been anything else, you know, I am sharing here how you can do that and how to put that into practice. So the first thing, like I mentioned in here, is the mindset, because in the beginning you're going to encounter a lot of negativity and a lot of self-doubt, a lot of limited beliefs. And the most common ones that I hear is like somebody else is already doing it. Okay. So download my self-assessment guide again, because it will take you through a few things that you should read and try to get down to the bottom of it. And especially when it comes down to the mindset, which is the first pillar. Okay, so the ebook is, again, it's very, very short, but you can just read it and use it as a framework. And it has exercise in it, very simple exercises on answering certain questions. And even I have steps in order for you to take towards improving your mindset. In this case, we're talking about the first pillar, which is building a growth mindset, and try to really cultivate that before you get started in the online space. The next pillar is, the pillar two is business. Remember, it's mindset, business, and lifestyle. Okay, so once we have achieved a certain level of a different mindset, which is something that is an ongoing process and not something that you just do, download, and then you're done. Okay, something that is an ongoing process, and develop like a practice of like cultivating a growth mindset, because you are going to encounter certain things once you start an online business that are going to be difficult, right? You probably don't know how to create content, okay? And creating content is essential nowadays in order to build awareness of what you're doing, okay? So if you're a guitar player and you want to teach about how to play the guitar, you need to have a YouTube channel. I mean, there's just no question about it. You need to be offering yourself as a teacher for free. You know, you create free content. It's almost like free advertisement, if you want to put it that way. So you create content, and then you teach on YouTube and say like, hey, learn how to play these songs from the Beatles or whatever, or Lady Gaga, you know, whatever rocks your boat and you know, whatever is popular out there. And then you teach that. You see what other people have done, and then you try to do your own thing, you know. And that's just an example. But this is something that we're always going to be cultivating, going back to like, okay, how do I feel today about this, you know, and how do I feel about the business? The business is all about the mindset. Okay, and it's about showing up, but we need to cultivate a positive mindset. I cannot stress that enough, and that's why the first pillar is mindset. The second pillar is business. Okay, and this is the part where we get to know exactly what experience you have and what knowledge you have. And the best thing to understand about the business, obviously, and that we've spoke about here, is that you need to get your knowledge in the form of a digital product. This is free. Okay. You can just record videos, teach it what you know, and it doesn't cost you absolutely anything. It just costs you your time and your effort. And obviously, you need to know what to do with that talent and those efforts that you're going to be putting into a form of a video, a book, a workshop. I mean, it really depends how you want to package your knowledge, but this is what comes into play when you're building a business. It's not about buying something and selling it. It's about literally just getting your knowledge in an easy way for someone to consume. And this, you know, if we go back to the guitar playing theme, then you need to make guitar videos, right? Showing your hands, showing how you play the instrument, how you grab the instruments. I mean, and you can just be creative with how you're going to present that. And that's all up to you, by the way. All right. And you see what other people have done. You don't need to take other online courses on guitar playing, but because you can just see pretty much on YouTube what's out there, and you can get an idea about it. It wouldn't hurt, you know, to see what others have done and say like, hey, maybe I should enroll in a guitar course just to see how it's presented. That's a great hack as well. I mean, I have certainly done that over the years when I got started and just took online courses. Because I'm always learning anyway, so I kind of like I had an idea of what an online course would look like in terms of videos, and because I was already doing YouTube videos, I had an idea about what my course was going to look like. I've never done it before, okay? But getting paid for what you know is not only possible, but it's a great way to monetize your passion. I mean, I cannot stress that enough. Right? I have a passion for music, but you know, why should I just keep the knowledge to myself? You know. I mean, the passion that I have for music and making money with my music is one thing, but the passion that I have for sharing it as well, which is something that I developed over time by doing YouTube videos, is something that I didn't know I had. And that's why I highly recommend anybody that knows anything about anything, try to teach that to someone else. There's an immense, reward that comes from teaching, okay? And, you know, the knowledge industry keeps on growing, man, on at a rapid pace. It's just something that keeps going on the up. It's not uncommon to see online courses everywhere. That's a good thing, because now you can learn. I mean, you can learn on a free YouTube video, but you can learn as well if you on a step-by-step course that someone has created if you want to take it a step further. Okay, so getting started in the knowledge business is something that you can start right now by opening a YouTube channel, for example, and just put yourself out there and just literally get a positioning going. Say, I teach musicians how to, or I teach aspiring guitar players how to play their favorite songs, right, in 30 minutes or less. Or like I was mentioning about the photography, learn how to, you know, take amazing photos with your smartphone without going to, I don't know, film school or whatever. Or you get the drill of what I'm talking about here. So try to think about that. So the exercise for the business, which is the second pillar, is try to see what you're good at, which is what I was talking to you about in the beginning of the podcast. Figure out what you're uniquely good at. Okay, what hobbies could you monetize? I mean, maybe you know a language, right? If you know a second language and you can teach that and you have a passion for it, then you should certainly consider that. I mean, I know how to speak Spanish, English, and Greek. I am not going to put myself out there to teach others how to speak Greek or Spanish, okay, or English for that matter. I mean, I could. You know, I grew up in Venezuela, so my English, even though it's not my mother tongue, I speak it and know English very, very well. You know, I am not qualified to teach English, but that doesn't mean anything because I could teach somebody how to speak the language, right? I could literally just create YouTube videos about how to speak English for Spanish people that, you know, they speak Spanish and they want to learn how to speak English. You know, I can teach them the very basic way on how to learn a language. And the same goes with Greek. I mean, I'm not the best Greek speaker, right? I live in Greece, though, and I know a thing or two about Greek. And I could teach somebody how to speak Greek. In fact, there's somebody from Venezuela who just moved here to where I'm located, and he knows nothing about Greek. So I'm in that mode of like explaining the very basic things about Greece, especially when it comes down to real life. Okay, it's not about book knowledge. It's about, can you go to the shop and buy this? This is how you say it. These are the phrases that we use here in Greece. This is how you speak Greek, okay? Like modern Greek in real life, not in the book, all right? We can always go to the book and learn and do exercises, but this is how you learn right here, right now. I'm just giving you examples here. Okay, now I'm not going to be someone who's going to be teaching languages because it's not a passion of mine, okay? But it's a skill. It's something that I'm good at. It's something that I have. Not everybody speaks three languages, right? I'm just giving you here a few examples. So try to find that. Try to find what you're really passionate about, what you know, and how can you turn that into a business? And this is where that ikigai, I don't know if I pronounce it right, which is a Japanese concept which refers to something that gives a person a sense of purpose, a reason for living, okay? And ikigai is a combination of your passion, your mission, and your profession. And there's like this famous little circles, if you will, that encompass this, or it just gives this some type of a visual representation, right? It's a combination of what you love. It's a combination of what the world needs. And then the next circle is a combination of what you can be paid for and what you are good at. I have this in the book, okay? In the ebook that you can download. You will find that in the link in the show notes, like I say, okay? Again, this episode is all about that, all right? It's about the three pillars on how to monetize your knowledge and how to build an online business with the knowledge that you have already, okay? So again, this is an exercise that is inside the book. You know, the exercises are very, very short, and it's just questions in order for you to really analyze, you know, how can you put yourself out there and really go deep and see what can you do, okay? What you like to share with others. Like I mentioned here, I have passions for many things, but I'm only going to teach about the things that I'm truly passionate about. And for me, it's entrepreneurship and yeah, music, obviously, because this is something that I do anyways. I do have a passion for fitness, and I'm at a certain age where I'm really investing in wellness and being, and I'm a pretty fit guy, but I mean, I'm above the average, you know. I believe I'm in the 5% in terms of fitness for my age group, right? I'm 49. I'm going to be 50 years old next year. So I'm pretty fit, and I go to the gym. I really invest on my, you know, my wellness and my being, and try to be as healthy as possible. I don't eat any funky or any funny diets. I eat a Mediterranean diet because I live in Greece. I spend plenty of time outdoors. I don't eat any funny supplements. It's all very basic stuff. Go to the gym, get enough sleep, eat clean. No funny things. But I could teach somebody how to get fit, especially if they're in my age group, and they have troubles with that. So it is something that I do implement in my personal brand, if you will, because there is the part of lifestyle, which is the next step of the pillar. Okay, the pillar three, the last pillar, is lifestyle. Now, lifestyle means many things to many people. For me, lifestyle means the ability to work from home. Okay, lifestyle to me means to be able to do the things that I love. For me, it's making music, recording my podcast. I love to do this podcast. I do this podcast every single week. I've been doing podcasting for many years now. This is my second podcast, in fact. My first podcast was called the Stock Music Licensing Podcast. This second podcast is all about, like I mentioned, business, mindset, and lifestyle. And, I'm very passionate about this medium. And I take a lot of pride in recording this podcast. I record them outdoors. I record them here in my studio. And this is part of my lifestyle. I create content. But for me, my lifestyle is to be close to the beach. I live by the sea, really close to the sea. I can go swimming right now. Well, probably it's not a good idea with this African dust, but I want to live close to the sea, okay? And I want to live in a small community. I don't want to be tied to one place where I need to work. I mean, back in my old life, I lived in London, right? And my life depended on that, my work, my income. It was because I was living in England, I was living in London, and I had to be there. I could not just move away. And, there was a time for that type of lifestyle. But then I wanted to really simplify my life. For you, it could be different. For you, maybe you're a city guy, a city gal. You like the city. I mean, whatever. It's fine by me. But people need to find what they like in terms of lifestyle. And lifestyle is very, very simple things that you identify with. Probably you like the city. Probably you like to have access to, a bigger community and more access to things. For me, it's the other way around. And I guess that has to do with, with me aging and I have a family and I want a more slow pace of life, if you will. I live in a small community, 15,000 people, okay? 15,000 people. It's a very small community. And, there's no malls here. There's no shopping centers. There's no McDonald's. There's no Starbucks. There's nothing, okay? It's very, very simple life. There's only one small cinema. And the films that they play is just like one film for a week or so. And then they bring the other one. It's a very, very basic life. Okay, a few supermarkets. You have like one post, like a mail post. That's the main one, and that's that. A few schools, and it is very, very basic. But that lifestyle to me means quite a lot. To me, the ability to make what I do from home is very important. For me to work from home is something that I've been very, very passionate about, and that's part of my lifestyle. Part of my lifestyle is to be able to work online. That's a very important aspect of my lifestyle. Going for walks in nature is very important to me. So, I don't like to commute. I don't like to take trains. I mean, I lived that lifestyle back in the day. And, there's a place for that. And but a lot of people don't agree with my lifestyle. So you have to find your own lifestyle and what exactly that's going to be. What's going to give you the meaning for your life? And how do we use entrepreneurship in order to build our lifestyle? Well, for me, in order to live where I want to live, I must be able to be location free and not be tied to a job. And that's why for me, working online is very important. For you, it might be different. I don't know your story, but your lifestyle could be something different. And if you want to live in a city and you still want to build an online business on the side, and hopefully it can become your full-time job, like what I've done, I mean, today I do many things. And I have many passions, but the business is me, right? It's what I do. My name is the business. I'm not a businessman, like JC says. I am a businessman, right? So I am the business. I'm not a businessman. So I use entrepreneurship in order to build what I do, and my personal brand is my name, like, you know, like that's what I like to call my online resume. You know, when I Google my name, or when you Google my name, you will see my music, you will see my online courses about music, you will find my podcast, you will find everything that I've done online, which is something that I'm building still. You know, I feel that I'm still in the beginning stages. I want to have time to write books, for example, and I have to fund those little projects, right? If I want to spend time writing a book, then I have to have certain things in place. Like, I want to make sure that I'm not only earning money with my music, but as well earning money with my courses about music, earning money with my coaching about business and mindset, which is what we're doing here on this side of the internet, right? I'm not teaching you here about music licensing. I'm teaching you about business, okay? But it all goes down to what I like to do. And if I want to just take a day off here and there, I can do that. That even though I love to work, and work is something that gives me a lot of joy and purpose, I feel most unhappy when I'm not working. You know, I mean, I was not going to record this episode this week because it was a very busy week this week. Yesterday, I had probably one of the worst days I've had in a long time in terms of business and mindset. And yesterday I said, you know, and my wife said to me, like, you don't need to do the podcast. And, you know, she was right. I don't need to do it. Nobody's telling me to do anything. But I have said yes to this a long time ago. And if you've been following me here, you know that I show up regardless every single Friday. You know, so it's a commitment that I've done with myself about creating podcast episodes every single Friday. And here I am recording this episode. And I actually feel much better by doing so because it keeps me accountable. And this is part of my lifestyle. You know, it's 9 o'clock on a Thursday morning. Okay, it's the 28th of March of 2024. And right now there's people that are going to their 9-to-5 or they're working a corporate job or they're whatever. They have a business to run as well, or they work for someone. I take a lot of pride in doing this because this is part of my work. Even though I'm not getting paid literally right now as we speak for doing this podcast, I'm investing in my personal brand, and this is what creates my content, my body of work. Okay, so you have to have that vision that, you know, just because I'm doing a podcast and I'm not on a salary, right? Nobody's paying me to do this podcast right now. This podcast is not sponsored by anybody. I'm still making money in different ways by selling my online courses, my coaching programs, and even my music, right? It's all selling in the background. And that's part of the lifestyle. This is what I like to do. And I want to fund the things that I do, not only to pay the bills, but as well to build something online that is beyond paying the bills. And that's part of my lifestyle as well. But I want to be able to enjoy certain things throughout my day. And you create your lifestyle by creating the best day ever for you. What are the things that you would like to do every single day? And if you can have a magic wand, what will that day look like? For me, it's waking up early in the mornings, go for a walk, listen to a podcast or an audiobook, come back home, get my kid ready to go to school. I have a young daughter who's going to turn 6. My eldest daughter, she's 14. You know, I spend both with them time in the mornings before they go to school, and then I get to work. I do YouTube videos first thing in the morning or do podcast episodes like this one. I then answer to emails. I then work on music. I then work on my online courses. I mean, it's just a never ending. By the time lunch hour comes, I'm chilling out with my wife. My wife works from home with me as well. So we're a couple that works from home. This is a lifestyle that we have created, and we're working very hard to keep it that way. I will never, ever work for somebody else. There's nothing wrong with having a 9-to-5 and working for somebody else, but I will never do that again because I am in control of my own destiny and my income. This is just my story. For you, it could be different. I mean, if you have a 9-to-5, that's perfectly fine, you know, but I believe in entrepreneurship. Whether you have a shop selling shoes or you're a baker and you have a shop selling, you know, bread, I salute you. It takes a lot of gut to go solo, man. It takes a lot of guts and balls to just put yourself out there. Either you have a shop or selling courses or selling music or selling whatever it is. But if you're on your own, you know, making your own money by yourself without a dependent, without depending on a paycheck or a boss or what I like to call the system, then, you know, it's a different mindset, right? I mean, I've been there. I've been an employee all my life. But there's nothing like going solo. There's nothing like just depending on your own two hands, your mind, and what are you going to do about it, right? Like, what are you going to be doing for an income, right? That this is not for everybody. And if you listen to this and you want to do this on the side, it's perfectly fine. That's how most people start anyways. In fact, you're in a better position than I was when I got started because I had nothing to back me up, really. Okay, when I got started in the online space, I was a stay-at-home dad, flat broke, and I had to really move the needle in the right direction and see how I was going to earn money with my talents and my skills. And like I said, I got started first with music, and then I turned into an educator. But I would not be doing what I'm doing today if I wouldn't have gone through that difficulties and that midlife crisis, if you will, because I was going through a midlife crisis as well. But there was a transition for me. And this is where I got deep into mindset and personal development, because I was forced to finally move my ass and say, I need to do something online. I know I can make money with something that I know, and I just need to figure it out and see how that's going to work out and pan out for me. And that's how we all start. But that's part of my journey. That's part of my story. You have your own story, okay? But when I got started, I was a stay-at-home dad, flat broke, and I had nothing. No income coming from, no direction, no backup, nothing. If you have a 9-to-5, you're in a great position because you can do this on the side, your spare time, and you don't have to quit your 9-to-5. I am not one of those people telling people to quit their 9-to-5 in order to get into entrepreneurship, because I believe that there's people that are actually happy with their 9-to-5 and they can actually believe or live a good life by just working, you know, and having a side business. You know, there's no need for you to go one or the other. But it all comes to the person and to the individual. Okay? This is very important because a lot of entrepreneurs out there are telling you, like, escape the system. I mean, you could escape the system, you know. I mean, this is how I rebel against the world right now, the status quo, by working for myself. Like, I don't want somebody to give me a paycheck. I don't want to depend on the government whatsoever. Nothing. I don't even want to depend on my pension. Okay, like I'm not gonna. I'm certainly not thinking about pension or retirement, right? Because I'm gonna fend for myself, and I'm here to do that. This is how I rebel, because I'm kind of like a rebel. You know, my background is, like I said to you, a guitar player, and I come from a rock and roll background. And before, when I was a kid, right back in the day, I will rebel against the parents, my parents. I guess by teachers at the schools and whatever. As you grow older, you kind of like realize, like, well, I can't rebel against my parents anymore, right? I'm a grown-ass man. Now I'm a father myself, so I'm a parent. But I still have that in me. And the best way that I can do this and rebel against the status quo is by working for myself. And when people ask me, what do? I do music, you know, and I do this, you know, what I'm doing right now. And people are always shocked, like, how can you earn money by doing YouTube videos and teaching courses and all of this? Like, well, that's what we do, man, you know? And I have a track record for that, because you will always see me here at home, right? People don't see me anywhere else. I don't hang out. I don't waste time. I have a very specific lifestyle that goes around my passion, which is me, my life, my business, my family. And that's how I rebel against the status quo. But you certainly don't have to be that dramatic or that extreme. Okay, you can have your 9-to-5. It's a great place to start, because you don't have to jump all in immediately, even though that might be required in order to put yourself to the test. Like, for example, for me, I mean, I could have started this process back in the day when I had a day job, but I didn't, because I was safe. I was comfortable. There's no need to rock the boat. Why would I? Okay. So again, the lifestyle part, or the exercise of the lifestyle, which is the third and final pillar, is very specific questions to you, okay? Where do you see yourself in the next few years? I know it sounds cheesy, but if you don't have a vision and if you don't write down your goals, you know, the years are going to pass. The question is, where are you going to be? You know, you could still be in the same 9-to-5. You could still be doing the same things, right? So choose wisely, because the time will pass anyhow. That's one of the questions in the exercise. What would you like to do on a day-to-day basis as a business owner? This is exactly what I was just talking about. That's the second question in the exercise for lifestyle, which is the third pillar. All right. What does a perfect working day look like to you? And again, similar questions, things that I was just talking about here. And, you know, I give you small steps. Not only am I asking you questions in order to analyze them, but as well give you some small steps so you can just put it into action. It's not just fluff and talk. It's just The idea is to make you think and see how you can take small steps, okay? And finally, at the end of the Three Pillars ebook, I close with that. I offer, obviously, my, you can work with me one-on-one, and then you can just see the details for that, because a lot of people need a guidance with this, okay? And I'm more than happy to work with one-on-one with you if you're interested in that. That's a shameless plug for my coaching services, but that will wrap it up with this, okay? I'm really looking forward to hearing from you, from your story. When I get the emails and the messages, is what I live for, for the transformations and to get the thing, to get the thing started, get the ball rolling, right? And the best place to start is with those three pillars: the mindset, the business, and the lifestyle. You cannot have the business without having the right mindset. You cannot have the lifestyle without having the right business. And if you're not making any money, you cannot live the lifestyle. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, my friend. Don't forget to download the guide, link in the show notes, and I'll see you in another episode.